This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Anthony today. This is a continuation of my testimony. The Lord just inspired me on my birthday to give my testimony that I lived 28 years in this world as being my own king. But 8 years ago, Jesus, he came and found me and he saved me. And most of my testimony was pre-Jesus, that the sinful life I was living, you know, very moments of pleasure, popularity, lots of drugs, lots of pain, moments of pleasure, but miserable without Jesus as my king. And I'm going to just start at the moment when I walked into Holy Rosary and I experienced God and his kingdom and his realm open up to me, that I understood Jesus was real and he meant what he said in the completion of the Our Father prayer on earth as it is in heaven. And that day when Father Tom laid hands on me and I made the decision to give my life to the Lord Jesus Christ, that I had spent my whole life going to church but never made the decision to give my life to the Lord Jesus Christ. And the moment hands were laid on me, the Holy Spirit was poured into me. The Holy Spirit, the fire of God was poured into me. The angelic realm broke open to me. I immediately received deliverance as demons began to be cast out of me. Demons of depression and anxiety, fear, the occult, pretty much every demon you could get. But in that moment, it didn't matter. It was at the school of the Holy Spirit because I realized that I was created by an all-loving God who knew me, who loved me, who saw me, that there was a purpose on this, why I was created. There is a purpose why you are on this earth. This life is not about being happy. People who try to be happy are the most miserable people of their lives. There is only destiny. There is only destiny and fulfillment, that God created you for a destiny. He created you to be fulfilled in Christ, that he created you and put you on this earth for a mission. And when you understand and you receive your mission for Jesus and you go all in for the Lord Jesus Christ, there's still going to be suffering. It's a common denominator from all humans. We're all joined together because we all suffer. Jesus came to this earth to suffer, to show a reality of love to the Father that he couldn't show him in heaven, because in heaven there is no suffering. To suffer for God is to show God you love him. But there is also moments of glory, because as you share in the sufferings of Christ, we partake in his glory. And when we are in suffering, the Lord is growing our soul. And when we are in consolation, the Lord is pouring living waters into you. But the person who doesn't suffer is a person who doesn't fear suffering. That you just say, fiat, Lord, whatever it's going to be, let it be done to me according to your word. And when you do have moments of trial, you attach it to the cross of Jesus Christ and you offer it to the Father for the salvation of the world, knowing that God is using this to grow you and to take you higher in the spiritual realm. Because there's a realm, and there's an invisible realm in the spirit. And in the spiritual realm, we are known for the sacrifices we make to God. What do I mean? Like, there's priests of God, and we all have a priesthood. And our priesthood to God is us ministering directly to God and doing as what he calls us to do. Like, the witches have a priesthood to demons. The psychics have a priesthood to demons. And what do? They'll fast for 5-10 days. The satanic temple, they'll be in church for 8 days. The witch doctors, they give it all because they have a priesthood to the demonic. And they make sacrifices. So they have spiritual power. But guess what? As Christians, we need to have a priesthood to God. Well, we need to sacrifice exactly what God tells us to sacrifice, so God, Jesus, can fill us with his power. So I received the baptism of the Spirit at Holy Rosary. And it wasn't in the euphoric thing. It meant the war was on. That the devil was fighting with everything he could to keep all the rights and all he had on me from my life of sin and everything I've attached myself to him through. But I heard the Lord at word of God, and the Lord began to tell me to fast. And you know, I had been very addicted to opiates, and I had almost died, overdosed and died many times. But I detoxed myself off opiates. And it's a very hard thing to do because your body is in so much pain and you're shaking. And it can all end in one moment if you just if you just take a Percocet or a Suboxone. But I would get through it by just my own will, because I would never want to go to the hospital, to the rehab, because there's a spiritual realm, and I could feel the spirits of everyone being oppressed who was in addiction. So I'd do it myself. It's one of the hardest things you could do. But after 7 days, I'd be free. But after 2 weeks, I'd go back, because there was no purpose for my life, a purpose of having even a family, a job, getting money. None of it mattered to me. I'm like, this is all just vanity. I knew it in my spirit. I knew there was more for life. So I was just about pleasure, and I was just about myself. Like, I would say I was a good person. I was very nice. I was kind, but there are no good people. There's only sinners, and sinners saved by Jesus. I was just a sinner that wasn't saved by the blood of the Lamb at that time. And I knew no truth, because the truth of Jesus Christ is the only thing that brings us freedom. So I began to fast. I fasted for 5 days. I fasted for 21 days under the obedience of Father Tom. I use this testimony, but while I was fasting for the 21 days on water and black coffee, I was still using marijuana. But after that fast, because I had so much anxiety, and I just had so much anxiety, it wouldn't stop me from praying. I would be in mass 3 times a day. I'd go to confession every day, because when I received the Holy Spirit, he broke open the truth of the Catholic Church, that is Jesus in the Eucharist, that as we confess our sins, we're being forgiven, and the root of the sin is being driven out of us, that I would just go to confession and confess and confess and confess. But every time I would confess, that sin would lose the power over me. And after 21 days, I realized that when I was using marijuana, the spirit of marijuana was chasing out the Holy Spirit. And I was praying for all this time, and I was being filled with the Holy Spirit, then I was chasing it out. I remember the day that I had the realization, I feel better sober than I do on substance. Because the substance was never the issue. The issue was what was going on in my soul. The substance was the solution. But I couldn't believe it. I said, I feel better. I feel better in Christ than I do on any substance. And it was just an amazing day. Now, the Lord called me to do a 40-day fast. And it was always just in my spirit. It was never like this one word. But it was in my spirit that I had to do it. But, you know, we fast, we give to God, and we make reparations. It's as reparations. So because of the intense sin I was in, God had needed to call me to do that, to break my flesh and to make reparations in the spirit for my sinful ways. Because I had been for 6 months in the New Age and ayahuasca. And, you know, I've always had a charism to me that I could lead people to where I was. So I was leading people into sin without knowing. I thought I was helping. But I remember that everyone told me not to do it. A lot of the priests, they didn't understand. My mom, she thought I was going to die. But Father Tom said, if the Lord's calling you to do it, you need to do it. So I did a 40-day fast, just water. And I probably was 185. By the time I was done, I was 138. There were such moments of hardship, but there was moments of glory. Now, I got to preface this by saying, I had the grace of living in my parents' house. I wasn't working. I had no responsibilities. God had just had me in a season right there where I was totally dedicated to him. And I remember I would go to bed and I would shut my eyes and I would just get absolutely walloped in the spirit. The devil would attack me. He would beat me in my dreams. I had dreams I'd be in hell. I'd wake up with bruises on me. I'd wake up, I'd be dreaming about food. But I'm like, no matter what, I'm not going to eat. I'm not going to eat. But I was also living by the Eucharist. I was going to Mass 3 times a day. So I was consuming Jesus, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist. There might be 5 calories in the wafer, but I was living off Jesus. And every time I would receive Jesus in the Eucharist, I'd be so filled by Jesus, so filled by his love. And when I was in church, I was under the protection of God. I would sit in adoration for hours and hours. But when I would leave church, I would just, you know, the devil, God allowed it. Like everything, it's not about the devil. God uses the devil like a dog on a leash to accomplish his purposes. God was trying to build something in me. He was trying to build some like fortitude. He was trying to build some willpower. He's trying to build some strength. And if I can get through this, anything I can get through by relying on Jesus Christ, not because of me, but the Lord Jesus Christ. And when I came to God, I had money saved up, but I had an improper relationship with money. Money to me would just be to be used for my pleasure, to be used for sin. So God said, give all your money to the Lord. And then God said, give all your money to the Lord. And I would just give and give and give as God told me to give. It was never about money. It was about obedience. Like in the Old Testament, when the God was calling the Israelite people to offer thousands of the first fruits of their bulls and all of their livestock, it wasn't because it gave God more glory or he needed them. He was trying to teach them obedience, that if you do what I call you to do and you give as I call you to give, I will replenish you 100-fold. 100-fold replenishment. So, I mean, even as God calls me to a new chapter in my life where I don't have the grace to fast like I used to fast, where now I'm working and I'm very in the world and I'm busy, the Lord might not call me to fast as I used to fast, but he calls me to give in even a greater way. The Lord calls me to give because God so loved the world that he gave his son, that we need to be givers of our time, talent, and treasure. When you give your wallet to the Lord Jesus, it's easy to give your life. We are all going to be accountable for what we do with our money. Because what is money? It's resources. God is everything. What are we giving back to the Lord? What are we giving back to Jesus? So anyways, I remember I was in Salem. I'm like, I got to get out of here for the last day 34 of my fast. And there's Brazilian missionaries in Cambridge, Shalom, because I was just getting so attacked by it. Was whatever. We don't want to give the devil some. It was God's providence, but it was a lot. So I'm like, maybe if I go to the Catholic Brazilian missionary house, it will be better. So I get there. It's the middle of winter, and I'm always freezing because you got no fat left on you. And when I would go there, the whole heat in the whole church would just break. It would shut off. I would lay down, and, you know, it's just funny. When you fast like that, things begin to glitch. But anyways, I remember I was like, okay, I need to leave here. And I went to Kennebunk, Maine, to the monks. I'm like, I got to step it up. And I remember the last 4 days of the fast, I was fasting. And I had this notebook, and God started downloading into me prayers to write for me to break everything. And they weren't prayers of petition. They were prayers of command prayers. I command in the name of Jesus. And I filled a whole notebook by the divine inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And I began to pray this all day, every day, declaring with authority, with power. I didn't even know what I was doing. It was just the Holy Spirit leads us into all truth. So my friend Ryan, who had been saved and become a priest, I had given him this book to pray just for him to check out. And I was talking to Father Tom, because I would just go to Father Tom and I would just light him up. I would just yell at him for like 2 hours because everything was happening to me. And I was also like not healed, and I was kind of manic, and all this stuff was happening in my spirit. But Father Tom's a saint. He would just sit and listen to me and give me maybe one or two words that would change everything. But Ryan had said, like, he had been joking, and he said that, you know, this book's going to be in the Vatican one day. He's like, I've never heard people pray like this. This is like St. Paul. And I just showed it to Father Tom, and it stirred something in him to say, do you want to go on the radio? Now, of course, I'm going to say yes to the Lord, but this is before I preached on the street or anything. And I remember before going on the radio, I was so nervous and trying to write things down, and what am I going to say? But I remember as Father Tom preached, the anointing came on me, and God, Jesus just started speaking through me. And I was getting in the way, but Jesus started speaking through me, and I just started releasing. And people called Father Tom, and they were like, who was this? I got baptized in the Spirit. I was praying in tongues. This has nothing to do with me. It's the grace of God calling me into my destiny. And soon after, I still wasn't free. I hadn't been free for 6 years after. God, I had an inspiration to go preach, and I asked for, I had no money because I'd given it all to the Lord, but I also was living in my parents' house, so I had all my needs met. But I said, Father, I need a speaker. I want to go preach. And he bought me a speaker. It's actually playing in the background right now. We still got it. And I started going to the beach, Hampton Beach, and just preaching the word of God, just laying hands on people, and people started falling out in the spirit. People started getting healed just by the, not nothing to do with me. I just allow God to use me, because this is God's plan for everyone. Then I went to Salem, And I began to preach and say, I'd walk around, pray the rosary, walk around, pray. And then I was like, I want to preach. And I get to speak and I preach. I didn't know the word of God. I didn't know, quote, the Bible, but I knew Jesus. When you get the Holy Spirit, he introduces you to Jesus. You know, there's two ways to know Jesus. You study the word of God and you know him in the intellect and the Holy Spirit fills you. Or there's infused light that as you get in prayer, as you get into his presence, that you get filled with light and that light converts into wisdom. And so I would listen. My real gift was when the day I met Jesus, I was praying 10 hours a day because God gave me the time to do it. I was in church 6 hours a day in front of the Blessed Sacrament. I was listening to preaching all day from the moment I woke up to the moment I went to bed. But I was really because I was in such a war with Satan. I was in a war and I was in a war with myself and my flesh. But God allowed this war to take place. And so the gift of prayer is a gift which all graces flow through. So I began to just preach. And God supports his word, right? So as I would preach and I would preach about the love of God, people would fall under the love of God. I would give my testimony because we overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the witness of our and the word of our testimony. Like yesterday on Friday, I was at work and there were these four women from Alabama and they were like, you know, you're great, but there's nothing great in me. You direct everything to Jesus. I said, it's just Jesus. It's the Holy Spirit. And I just began to just tell them briefly about what Jesus had done in my life. Nothing about the gospel, anything. But all of a sudden, this woman was just weeping under the power of God. She was weeping as I just spoke about Jesus and what he done for me. That's the power of our testimony. And I said, let me pray for you. And I prayed for her in the restaurant. She was worried about her son. And we prayed for her son. And the Holy Spirit came over him. When you talk about Jesus, the Holy Spirit comes. Like when I'm going to preach this weekend, I'm not going to fight a battle because I already have victory. You have victory. Light doesn't battle with darkness. It overshadows darkness, right? I'm just going in there to release the kingdom of God. And everything not in the kingdom needs to leave. Jesus said, you have authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and all the works of the enemy. So before I was in a battle with the devil till he took me to this place in the spirit where there's no more battle. Now I just trample on him like the word of God says. I step on his head. I walk over him. He doesn't get any of my attention. He doesn't get any of my time. If a demon manifests, I say, be quiet. And I just continue to pray. See, God gives you this authority and this wisdom, but there's realms in the spirit. And by fasting, by praying, by doing what God is calling you to do, he's taking you higher and higher to a place where you sit with Christ Jesus above all the works of the enemy. Because for this reason, the Son of God was manifested to destroy the works of the enemy. You came to this earth to destroy all the works of the devil. So as I came into the Lord and I began to preach and pray, and I did every human mortification you could do. I fasted, I prayed, but there still was something missing. But I would pray in tongues for 5-6 hours. And then, you know, I'm doing all this outward ministry. There's nothing more I realistically could do. God is blessing me. And, you know, it's not this life of I'm on a cloud nine. I'm usually suffering with Christ. I'm usually carrying the cross of others, carrying my own cross, constantly battling with my flesh, constantly battling against myself, and battling against myself and doing the will of God. Because when God calls you to do something, the will of God is fire, and that fire purifies you. So how do we become holy? By living in the will of God. You know, at first, we're like servants. God gives us his will, and we do it as a command. But then we get a partake, through the gift of the divine will, really, we get a partake in God, and the will of God operates through us. There's a difference between doing the will of God and living in the will of God. There's a big difference. But anyways, so I still felt there was something missing in the spiritual realm. I didn't know what it was, but I was doing everything, but there was still this like restlessness in me. And I remember I was with Father Tom, and I was in Miami visiting Maria and these evangelists who do School of the Holy Spirit. And she has a wonderful house and a pool. And we were just taking 2 weeks to pray and just enjoy ourselves. And basically, I would always pray. I knew about, like, we should be doing God's divine will. But there's a gift of the divine will. Like, there's God's mercy, but if you're Catholic, you know, there's a gift of the divine mercy, which Jesus gave through St. Faustina. Now, there's a servant of God, Luisa Picaretta, where Jesus gave her a great gift of living in the divine will. And what is it? You see, when God created Adam, man wasn't created to do the will of God, being separate from God. We were created that God animated all our actions. That Jesus, he thought in our intellect, the Father, he beat in our heart, and he was fused in our will, that we weren't apart from God, but sin separated us from God. And as Adam sinned, he fell. And you know, for 2,000 years, it threw the man into disorder and the woman. But as Mary came back, and the divine will was in her womb, and she never once sinned or did her own will, she allowed God and God's will and Jesus to animate everything she did. And Jesus lived perfectly in the divine will. There was no split in Jesus, because that's how man was created to be. What do I mean? So like in heaven, the life of heaven, there's no split. Like when God tells the saints, when God tells the angels to go do something for him, there's no battle within them. There's no, you know, God wants me to go pray for this person, but I don't want to do it because I'm fearful and nervous, and we need to overcome ourselves. For 2,000 years, we've been living in human holiness and doing acts of human sanctity. Like, I'm fasting because my flesh and my will are so strong and it wants to sin, but I want to bring my flesh down so that God's will can reign. But see, this isn't how God created man. This isn't the original state and the order of man. Adam lived with complete dominion, authority, with God animating all of his actions, that God's will was not outside of him. God's will was inside of him and moving him to do everything he wanted to do. This is a pearl of great price. You know, you gotta receive the gift for yourself. But God brought me into this gift of the divine will in that day in Miami that night. And the greatest moment of my life was not the moment I was baptized in the Spirit. I even gave my life to Jesus. That was the moment I was saved. That was the moment I entered the battle. But the moment what I was created to do was to be fully alive and receive it, and bring this gift on earth as it is in heaven. It's the completion of the Father's prayer that Jesus gives us. And I'll never forget the moment that Jesus gave me this gift of the divine will. It was like I was fused into heaven. Now, I've been baptized in the Holy Spirit. I've been slain in the Spirit, laid on the ground for 5 hours. Experienced these great euphorias, but this was different. This was like everything in my body was being divinized, that I was moving in my interior from heaven to earth. I was walking. I remember I was walking around Miami. It was like 4 a.m. I was praying in tongues. And I could feel the life God in all of creation. I felt connected to God in a way that I never have. And when I went back, Jesus, for 65 years, Luisa, she was in her bed living off the Eucharist, and Jesus would appear to her tonight, and he would pen to her the interior life. You know, and I began to read the book of heaven. This is a pearl of great price. It's a pearl of great price. It's a gift from Jesus. Jesus comes and he saves us. He gives us a gift of redemption. But there are 3 fiats. There's a gift of creation, redemption, and sanctification. That we are sanctified and we are returned back to the order that God wanted you to create it to be. See, we are saved by Jesus Christ. We are saved by his blood. We are redeemed. But we're not like living how God created us to live, because it's only by God's great grace that he can return us back to it. But anyways, I received this gift, and everything I was doing on the exterior, I was preaching, praying, fasting, it was all the same. But the gift of the divine will changed everything in my interior. It changed everything I was doing. And God suddenly began to animate my actions. I would say, Jesus, speak my words. Jesus, pray in my hands. Jesus, love in my heart. Jesus, think in my mind. It's the martyrdom of martyrdom, because your will is being martyred at every second. That Jesus would begin to contradict me, because the plan of fasting is to dispose yourself to do the will of God. So I'd want to fast for 5 days, and Jesus would contradict me, say, go eat pizza with the kids. Because he wanted me to know it's not about my works. It's about my obedience to the Lord Jesus Christ. It's about doing his will at every moment, in every second of your life. But there's the outward acts, but then there's the interior life. And it flows from the interior first, and we live off the overflow, and we spill out across everyone. See, God created me to be a Catholic man, someone who sold out to Jesus, but to be charismatic and to preach the truth about the Catholic faith. See, the Catholic Church is the only church divinely created by God, by Jesus 2,000 years ago. And it holds all truth. You know, if we think that the only thing that God wants to speak to us is what's in the Word of God, it's upsetting because you're missing out on so much. There's 2,000 years of revelation. Every word in the Word of God is true. But there's 2,000 years of revelation. There's 2,000 years of Jesus speaking through the saints, Jesus speaking through his church, Jesus speaking, and he wants the fullness of everything. So I'm out of time, but Jesus loves you. Jesus reigns in you. Jesus wants to give you so much more. Don't limit yourself. Don't limit the ways Jesus can speak. Don't get caught up in a religious spirit. God is God, and God reigns. Jesus wants to reign in your life. Jesus wants to give you gifts and graces that you couldn't even imagine. The only grace we can't receive from God is the grace that we're not ready or willing to receive from the King. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.